Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. Take you for a ride, the most of China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince.
Consolidated Theaters. No talking during the show. Please turn off all cell phones. Dispose of trash at the exits. Enjoy the show.
Okay, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but for some reason, they keep putting this fucking Ben and Vince show back on.
Yeah, it just seems like a bad idea to me. But, you know, here it is again.
Somebody's gonna get hurt.
Yeah. I mean, I've already been killed, so. I think sooner.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, here I was in semi-retirement, and they just had to call me out of it to be back on the show.
Yeah, that's what happens, man. That's what happens every time. They'll do it every time. You know, when you're that character that everybody loves, you know, it doesn't matter how many times you retire, man. You know, something's happening, and you're the only one who can save us.
Yeah. From crippling depression.
Yeah. From low ratings.
From the gay agenda.
From
rags to riches. What'd you say?
Certain death.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good.
From Rex Morgan.
Anyway, are we doing this again? From bed to breakfast.
From sea to shining sea.
From A to Z.
From Justin to Kelly.
Okay, anyway, that's enough February 1st for one day. So anyway, here we are, Ben and Vince Show.
Yeah. Oh my god. Dude, how about that last episode? We had some good topics going there.
I don't like, remember what it was.
Graffiti?
Oh, yeah, graffiti.
That's like one of those things, like...
Think, yeah, I mean, it's
have you heard somebody making graffiti?
Wait, did you say if, okay, comma, period, what's, question mark?
Did you ever see somebody making graffiti?
Oh, no, I don't think so. That's the point. If you see them doing it, then they failed.
Oh, okay, so, really? I thought the point was that it's there after they do it.
Well, I mean, it'd be hard for it to be there before they did it. But, like,
yeah. There's no, like, really intricate ones in Montgomery County.
Yeah, I haven't really seen any.
It's just, like...
people's names.
And, like, you know... Maple Ave! Lynch Mob. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, like I said, or I don't know if I said
those ones like people take a Sharpie on the, like, you know, in the back of the bus, railway window, like, yeah, you're cool.
Yeah, well, it's like writing on the bathroom stall.
MS-13. Sucks.
That's funny. Yeah. One time I was in a bathroom stall, and there was, you know, Sharpie and said, poop stinks. Yeah. Like, all right. Next to the reminder.
It's all, it always comes back to poop with you. You're like Marvin.
When has it ever come back to poop with me?
Well, there's this time for one.
Okay, go on.
What about that time when you pooped on me here?
What? That, no, that doesn't... That hasn't happened, or not more than a few times.
Whatever you say.
All right, so a few times it's come back to poops with me. But, I have no defense.
Yeah, you're just like the Detroit Lions. Oh!
Zing.
So training camp is happening.
Yeah, cool. Are you sure it's still happening?
Yeah, it's going pretty well. I hope.
Yeah, we all hope. You know, hope is hope change. No. Something. How does it go? I don't know.
I saw this article. Maybe I still see it.
Like, I mean, either you see it or you don't, you know.
As this is national top news. As U.S. recession bites, hope fades for Obama in Ohio.
Yeah, that's very dramatic, at least.
But why Ohio?
It's our most hopeless state.
I can't argue with that. What about Michigan? Have you ever been to Michigan?
Have I in my life? I don't think so.
Someone who's been to Michigan, call in.
My mom grew up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to do. Friend your sister. Anyway.
All right, I mean, you can do what you want. I don't know.
Yeah, no, seriously. But wait, so have you never been there?
I don't think so.
I've been to Connecticut.
Have I been to Connecticut? I'm pretty sure I have.
So the other day, this one time... on Twitter, this girl in Connecticut, she's like, you know, she had like 200 followers. She's okay. Like twittering that like her ex-boyfriend was about to come over and like, you know, they were gonna hook up or whatever, and she's like, you know, she's oh, okay. Yeah. So then she's like, yeah, you know, I don't know, we're not gonna fuck. I'm just gonna make him eat my pussy. Right? So then she kept like twittering about this, and then he comes over. She's still twittering about it, and then obviously he's trying to fuck her, and sure. she's like no, and then so finally she gets him to do it, and she takes a picture of it while it's happening with her phone and sends it to Twitter.
What the hell?
So everyone started, you know, like retweeting and saying, you know, everyone look at this crazy shit that's happening. And then her followers went up like 8,000.
Oh my God.
It was, yeah. Ridiculous. Wow.
That's like incredibly stupid.
And she, you know, she's like always keeps saying stuff in all caps. She's like, you know, good thing he doesn't have Twitter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you, like, found out... How are you not going to know that she's taking a picture?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You know, like, even if she's just, like, on the phone. She's on the phone?
Well, yeah, I mean, how is she, like, texting the entire time?
And, I don't know, man. Maybe he's just really bad at giving head.
really bad or really good? No, no, that doesn't make sense.
No, she's over here texting and shit.
Yeah.
Taking pictures. Wow.
Maybe he just concentrates really hard, so he doesn't look up. I don't know. It's pretty stupid. This is the dark side of Twitter.
Let's see if they don't. She got all these. She got all these followers. Like everybody looking. She's like a trending topic.
Wait, what's her name?
I don't remember. Let me see if I can look it up.
I saw some unfamiliar name on trending topics. Well, anyway, while that happens,
Mooch Mooch 14.
Never mind.
Oh my god!
What happened to Mooch Mooch 1 through 13?
Oh no! Yeah, good question.
It's not a good question.
Oh my god! What?
What?
There's like all these.
You seem very distracted today, Vince.
There's like all these like blog posts about it and shit.
Oh, yeah, who cares?
She put the picture, the text that she put was gotcha, bitch.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Alright, let's go to break.
Let's take a break. Knock on wood, baby.
And what the people say, we want to live it up. And what the people want, please deliver up. And what the people need, hey, I got that, yeah. I call these rappers baby seals cause they club you to death. I can call them Navy SEALs cause they government feds. What become of the vets? They drugged up, they fucked up, they in debt. There ain't no love and no respect. It's like a gang, it's like a club or a set. Hip hop, the new WWF. What do you rap or do you wrestle? Niggas love to forget. We got till it's born. You think you're on, you still hustling back. With your top of the norm, a tropical storm is a fucking disaster. Back to the top of the on it all started in raucous. They couldn't find the words to describe me, so they resort to the shortcuts to see your backpacker, to see your mad rapper. Entertainer or the author of the last chapter. We living in these times of love and cholera, synonymous with the apocalypse. Look up the clouds, it's ominous. We got maybe 10 years left, say meteorologist shit. We still waiting for the Congress to acknowledge this. What the people want, please deliver us. We wanna live it up, please deliver us. This is the house of God. I'm reaching through the fire.
Here we are back, just in time to have the next part of the episode of the Ben and Ben Show today, here.
Just like we planned it.
I mean, how else? There's no other way we could have planned it.
We could have planned to come back not in time.
That's true. But then it would have been
out of time.
It would have been on time with our plan.
Well, we could have just not stuck to plan.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
What's the point?
Yeah, see, okay. I've been not saying that a lot, but definitely thinking it to myself a lot. Really, like, infected me with that phrase.
It really, you know, gets you, you know? Like,
gets at the heart of the matter.
WTP. What's the point?
I don't know. I don't think about WTP. But, I mean, because what's the point? It's already really short.
What's the point?
And so fun to say.
Yeah. What's the point?
All right, don't say it so much.
How about for the swindle?
Yeah, I don't know when that's appropriate to say.
It's whenever something is for the swindle.
Right, so I figured, but, you know. don't know. I don't usually do things for the swindle.
But isn't that like, what if something else is for the swindle? Something that's not you?
Well, okay. I'd probably come up with some other way to comment on it.
What do you think about bats?
They're scary, or I don't know, are they? I mean, I don't really know anything about bats.
I don't know.
They're dying.
They're like crazy.
They're dying, right? Like, all the bats are dying?
Not as far as I can tell. There's all these bats in my neighborhood all of a sudden.
Okay, what?
Yeah, I was out there the other day, and like, you know, we were just chilling, and then the sun, you know, started going down, and like, right when the sunset happened, all of a sudden there's like 15 bats flapping around and echolocating stuff and eating insects and, you know, going near people, and it was crazy.
That's alarming.
Yeah, but like, it's like, I also realized, like, I can't think about bats without thinking about Batman.
Well, sure. I mean, I don't have any experience with bats other than Batman.
Yeah, exactly. So then once you experience bats in real life, it's like, oh, you know, oh shit. Where's Harvey?
I don't know. Well, then again, you know, there's all this vampire stuff going on lately, to which I haven't been paying any attention. Maybe that has something to do with bats also.
What's the point?
Sure. I mean, agreed.
Wait, vampire? What do vampires have to do with bats? Good answer.
It's the question answers itself. I mean, bats turn into vampires. Vampires turn into bats. They're the same thing.
I thought people turn into vampires.
No, you're thinking of werewolves.
No, you get bitten by a vampire and then you're a vampire.
You get bitten by a vampire and then you die and then you come back from the dead as a vampire.
No, that's a zombie.
No. You're still dead when you're a zombie.
No, what?
The point is, Dracula can turn into a bat.
Dracula's not real.
Okay, but for the sake of argument, Dracula...
Hey, what about Dr. Acula?
Yeah, didn't that screenplay get burned?
What about Ejacula?
Oh, God. I don't know what that is. I mean, I have an idea what that is, but...
Oh, by the way, just a warning for anyone out there who's doing anything
called drop.
This podcast might be not safe for work. The
I'm gonna call
the
you
preceding
back.
Statements. What? Okay, looks like Ben. You know, the phone call. You know, he had to go step ass studio. Is just too good. You know, this your one job
Hello?
That you do here. It was just. You know, you're, they, you know, and such as, you know, like,
go on.
The, and, like, it, yeah, and, you know, you, they, who was on that call?
Who was on what call?
The one you were talking to.
I was talking to you.
No, I'm right here. Why would you call me? I didn't call you. We're in the same room.
I know. I didn't call you. I didn't call anyone.
Who are you talking to on the phone?
What?
Who are you talking to on the phone?
I don't have a phone. I don't use phones. No.
Sure? That's like the most important thing that you could use.
What about breakfast?
I mean, what's the most important thing in any thing? Phones.
Anyway, the point is, I was not... Good question. Good use of our sound effect there.
Good use of our sound effect there. Computer voodoo. I don't know, but he's got it, doesn't he?
What the fuck is it with you and your phone? What the fuck is it with you and your phone?
He's got some kind of
what the? Okay, I don't know how it changed.
Were those just going out of control?
Yeah, man. We need a new studio.
I know. Well, I mean, yeah, we don't even have a ceiling in this one. I mean, they took it out.
I know.
In preparation to build a new one, but then we haven't.
That's why we can never.
Haven't gotten it.
Are they just gonna build a new one on top? Why couldn't they build a new one on top of the ceiling? What if they build it while we're inside?
No. They took out the ceiling. I mean, they're gonna destroy this whole building, lately, and build a new one. You know, over the wreckage. Or probably they clear away the wreckage first, but...
What if they destroy it while we're inside?
Well, they'll probably give us some warning, or, I mean, it'll be really noisy, like, we'll probably notice.
What about all the other businesses in this building?
Like, the Fantastic Four?
What?
Whenever the Fantastic Four would do something reckless, everyone would be like, you know, there's other businesses in this building, too, and... You know, bad things.
The Fantastic Four work in this building?
No.
I guess that makes sense.
Well, maybe they do. I don't know.
You know, the other day I just found out that there's a gym at my work.
Oh, okay. You gonna start using it, or?
Is that weird?
Some workplaces have them.
It's weird that it exists, and weird that I didn't know.
Okay. I mean, the Supreme Court has exercise classes and a gym.
Did the justices ever take them?
Yeah, what's her name? I think it was O'Connor.
Sandra Day O'Connor?
Yeah, she led a class.
She loosening up?
What? Anyway, I had something to say.
John Riggins said to Sandra
Day O'Connor. Oh, yeah. Said, we've been over this.
Loosen up, Sandy baby, you're too tight.
We've been over this before on a podcast, I think.
Okay, but yeah, I was mostly talking about, you know, Erik Heisen Industries.
Yeah, what about them?
Those are the other businesses.
Oh, okay. Wait, isn't it HG Interactive?
And the other studios. No, that's one of the Erik Heisen Enterprises.
Oh, okay. Sorry. What's the syndicate?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know, man. What is that, like a criminal enterprise? Oh my god, I saw this Office.
Go on.
It was on like Massachusetts Avenue or something.
Okay.
There's this big building that's like pretty new. And it was night and all the lights were out except for this one floor. All the lights were on. It was this big room with, like, columns, you know, like, concrete columns, like, in a parking garage.
Uh-huh.
And this big room, and there was no furniture. The whole room was blank, except for there's, in the corner by the window, there's a big meeting table with all these chairs around it, and no one was in there.
That's pretty eerie. I think it was
If I ever have a criminal enterprise, I would make that my office and not put any furniture in there and just have meetings.
Doesn't it seem kind of suspicious?
I don't know. I mean, no? I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I'm already suspecting.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
So what were you going to say?
Did I have something to say? I don't know.
You said... I have something to say.
Yeah, that sounds like a quote that I said. But now I don't remember what it was.
All right. Well, let's go to the end, then.
How much time do I have before the end to think of it?
There's no time.
Wow, no plugs.
There's no time!
Obscure porn.
Alright. The end. Finn.
The end.